I'm Dan Clefstad. You're listening to Morning Edition. COVID-19 positivity rates continue to rise in every Illinois region this month. Monday, Governor J.B. Pritzker announced new restrictions on the Cook County suburbs of Chicago and Metro East. But the governor warns even the relatively well-performing Region 2, which includes LaSalle, Peoria, and Rock Island counties, isn't doing great.
A 7.2% positivity average is nothing to write home about. And that's on top of a slight uptick in hospitalizations this month after leveling off in August and September.
The governor says it appears a COVID storm is on the rise and Illinoisans should follow health precautions. Meanwhile, domestic violence is on the rise along with COVID-19 cases. The United Nations reports domestic violence cases increased worldwide by about 20% since the pandemic began. In Illinois, there are more calls to domestic violence hotlines, and the violence reported is more severe. Delicia Harris is the community engagement coordinator for the city of Rockford. She says survivors have a greater need for mental health services due to isolation during the pandemic.
Because not only do the survivor now have to deal with the abuse, the emotional abuse, the physical abuse, but also you have to deal with what being in a pandemic is doing to you mentally.
Harris spoke on the 21st show. She suggests texting rather than calling, hotlines or friends to get support if you're experiencing domestic violence, or having a code word with friends or family that signals a need for help. The Illinois Board of Higher Education is awarding grants to 9 colleges and universities, which will target equity in recruitment and retention. The $3 million in funding comes from the governor's Emergency Education Relief Fund. This includes child care assistance, increased campus food pantry supplies, and telehealth. Grantees include Northern Illinois and Eastern Illinois University. When turning back your clocks this Sunday, test your smoke alarms, too. The Red Cross is reminding people that 60,000 home fires occur every year across the U.S. Many models require new batteries each year. The Red Cross advises you to replace smoke alarms that are 10 years or older. That's because the sensor becomes less effective over time. They also suggest installing a detector on every level of your home. I'm Dan Clefstad.
And I'm Leah Lerner. A Carbondale man was treated and released from Memorial Hospital of Carbondale after a shooting incident early Sunday morning. Police say 22-year-old Jawan Smith was wounded when he was in a vehicle that fired shots at another vehicle in the 300 block of East Walnut Street. The suspects in the other vehicle are identified as 25-year-old Malik Wright of Carbondale and 2 juvenile males aged 15 and 16 of Carbondale. Wright was charged with aggravated unlawful use of a weapon, aggravated fleeing to elude, and several other lesser charges. Both juveniles in the vehicle with Wright were charged with aggravated unlawful use of weapons, aggravated discharge of weapons, and possession of firearms without a FOID. Smith was charged with aggravated unlawful use of a weapon, aggravated discharge of a weapon, and reckless discharge of a weapon. All 4 suspects were jailed. The SIU football team is into its final stages of preparation for Friday night's game against SEMO. Saluki head coach Nick Hill says this game between 2 nationally ranked teams counts in the standings and is very important in helping his team reach its ultimate goal of winning a championship.
Like I've said from the beginning, this isn't just a friendly game or scrimmage, and there's a lot of importance on this game.
So the players' families will be the only fans in the stadium. Because of the pandemic, Hill says he and the players will miss the fans, but this will still be special.
To get an opportunity to play a game in the middle of a world pandemic, I mean, you got to be ready to play no matter what. Their parents get to be here, our families get to be in the stands. It'll be a great night.
Friday night, 6 p.m.